Today's video, we give you three terrifying nighttime horror stories. Number one, Sound of the Ocean. Last night, I was returning home on the last train. My house is in the countryside, and I was the only one in the train car. The motion of the train was making me sleepy, and I still had quite a few stations to wait until it came to my stop. I began to doze off, and I could hear the soothing sound of the ocean as my eyes closed. I noticed it was awfully cold in the train, and I was just about to fall asleep when it hit me. Why could I hear the sound of the ocean? Suddenly, I opened my eyes and looked around. The carriage was completely empty. Where was the noise coming from? Then I looked up. On the luggage rack above me, I saw something. Somebody was lying there. It was a man with pale, cracked skin and unkempt hair. He had an unsettling grin on his face, and he was staring down at me through the slats on the luggage rack. His mouth was moving. The sound I was hearing wasn't the ocean. It was the sound of him whispering. Our eyes met, and I was so scared that I found it impossible to look away. In that moment, it was as if I had forgot how to move my eyes, and I couldn't break eye contact with him. My heart was beating fast, and I was in a panic. His mouth just kept moving, making those whooshing sounds, like waves crashing against rocks. His yellowed eyes just stared into mine. Just when I thought I was about to go insane, the train arrived at my station. I jumped out of my seat and practically rolled out through the door and onto the platform. As the train pulled away, I could see him still staring at me. I was terrified and hurried back to my house. Even when I closed the door behind me and locked it tightly, I still couldn't relax. In the middle of the night, I woke up and heard something. The noise seemed to be coming from downstairs. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. It was the soothing sound of the ocean. My heart almost stopped. I was too frightened to go downstairs and see what it was. Number two, Read the Sign. One night, an 8-year-old girl was sitting at home, watching television with her mother. Suddenly, the screen began flickering, and the image of a ghostly woman in red inexplicably appeared on the television. She was holding a small sign that was covered with words scrawled in red ink. It read, "This is a special announcement. Parents, please send your children to bed immediately." The mother was worried and told her daughter to go to bed. The young girl protested, but the mother remained firm. She grabbed her daughter by the arm and led her to the hallway. The girl meekly walked up the stairs to her room, and the mother returned to the living room. When she looked at the TV again, the woman on the screen was holding a new message. And it read, "Please wait." The mother sat patiently on the sofa, waiting for the special announcement. After 5 minutes passed and nothing happened, she began to get bored. Just then, the woman on the screen displayed a new message. The writing was tiny and very difficult to read. The mother inched closer to the TV, trying to make out the words. The sign read, "Thank you. Your children are dead now." The mother was horrified. She ran upstairs and burst into her daughter's bedroom. She found the young girl lying in bed with the covers pulled up to her neck and breathed a sigh of relief. As she watched her daughter sleeping, the mother noticed that something was wrong. The blankets on the bed were not moving. Her daughter wasn't breathing. Slowly, she walked over to the girl's bedside, pulled the covers. She recoiled in horror and began screaming. On the pillow lay her daughter's severed head. Her body was nowhere to be found. More than 500 children died that night. The police couldn't trace the strange television broadcast, and the woman holding the sign was never identified. Number 3. I see you. You see me. There are many superstitions in Mexico. Some of these ancient beliefs have been passed down from generation to generation, and others are followed because of warnings from elders and past experiences. One well-known superstition is that you should never make plans with friends or family outdoors in the dark of night. The reason for this, the older folks say, is that there are always things lurking in the darkness, listening and waiting for the perfect opportunity to trick you, take advantage of you, and destroy you. This is a story about something that happened to my grandfather when he was a young man. His name was Jose, and he was just 20 years old at the time. He was working as a fisherman in the small coastal village where he was born. He still lived with his mother, and his girlfriend Raven lived just down the street from him. Her family owned a small boat and fished in the same area as Jose. One night after finishing work, he met Raven and they went out for a quiet drink together. When the bar closed, they decided to head home, and their journey took them by an old cemetery. As they made their way down the lonely country road, there was only the light of the moon to guide them in the darkness. When they reached Jose's house, he said to his girlfriend, "Hey Raven, let's leave a little early tomorrow so we can cast our nets out before everyone else gets to the shore." "That's a good idea," Raven replied. "We can leave around 5 a.m. tomorrow while it's still dark. I will come to the front yard to pick you up, so be ready to go when I call you." "See you in the morning," said Jose as he kissed her goodnight. They waved to each other and went their separate ways. Early the next morning, Jose was awoken by the sound of someone calling his name. "Hey, Jose, wake up, let's go." Jose dragged himself out of bed and looked out the window. He saw Raven standing in the front yard, staring up at him. When he glanced at the clock, he saw it was 4:30 a.m. "You're early," he called. "Just give me a minute." "Hurry up," shouted Raven. "It will be bright soon." Jose quickly dressed and grabbed his things. When he ran downstairs and opened the front door, he saw Raven was already walking down the road. "Hey, wait for me," called Jose anxiously, but Raven didn't turn around. She just kept on walking. Jose ran after her. He tried to catch up with her, but then Raven started running too. He thought this was strange, and when he slowed down, so did Raven. But she never looked back and just kept the same distance between them. Eventually, they neared their favorite spot for fishing, which was only a few minutes away. To get there, they had to cross a deep trench with a narrow bridge across it. When Raven came to the middle of the bridge, she suddenly stopped and stood very still. Her back was to Jose, and he couldn't see her face. For some reason, Jose got a weird feeling in the pit of his stomach. Something felt wrong to him. Raven was acting very strange, and he was afraid to get on the bridge at the same time as her. So he called out to her, and he told her to go on ahead, saying he needed to tie his shoelace. As Jose bent down to tie his shoe, Raven turned around to face him, and that's when he saw it. She was grinning from ear to ear, but it wasn't a happy smile. It was a smile he had never seen on his girlfriend's face before. It was as if her features were twisted into an evil grimace. All of a sudden, Raven threw herself off the side of the narrow bridge. Jose got to his feet and simply stared in shock. He didn't know what to do. He was so stunned he could barely believe what just happened. Just then, he heard Raven screaming,
"Jose, help me! Please, help me!"
Instinctively, he ran towards the bridge and peered over the edge. He couldn't see her anywhere.
"Raven, where are you?"
he cried out desperately.
"I can't see you! Where are you?"
He just kept hearing Raven's voice screaming,
"Help me, please, help me, Jose!"
Jose was just about to jump into the trench to save his girlfriend when something made him stop in his tracks. He hadn't noticed it until now, but in between Raven's screams, she was laughing. It wasn't a normal laugh, though. It seemed maniacal, mischievous, almost diabolical. Jose felt the blood freeze in his veins. Shaking like a leaf, he backed away from the bridge. Something told him he was in danger. His instinct made him turn around and run the opposite direction. He dashed down the road towards his house as fast as he could. Jose was so scared, he ran straight into his house and went upstairs to wake his mother. She was lying in bed, and when she saw Jose's pale face, she knew something was wrong. Her son could hardly speak. He was overwhelmed by fear and guilt. He couldn't help but feeling that he may have left his girlfriend to drown back there.
"What's wrong, Jose?"
questioned his mother.
"You look like you've seen a ghost."
"I don't know, Mama," he whispered. "I think something horrible has happened to Raven." His mother hugged him tightly as he cried on her shoulder. But then he heard a voice calling him from the yard.
"Hey, Jose, wake up. Let's go."
He got up, looked out the window, and he saw Raven standing in the front yard, staring up at him. When he glanced at the clock, he saw that it was 5:10 a.m.
"I'm sorry I'm late,"
she said, cheerfully,